Welcome back to HK Happy Hour 一齊八, 講時講非. This is Asa, and I'm so happy to talk about Lab this week. And I'm glad they are on a roll again with a lot of awesome episodes. And I'm gonna highlight and discuss my favorite ones like 1674的好所野的我. And I'm so happy with this one because we get Tornado and Miss Waiko, also known as Sama or Auntie 3, and I'm just glad this duo has another cameo as they are reunited and it feels so good. I just wish Sama had more airtime for this episode, and I found it adorable how he is such a mama's boy needing Auntie 3 to help him solve his problems so that he can have friends again at work. But we all know that Long Gunfeng is a bapozai, and I just wish that the writers will eventually put this to a stop and explore other sides of Tornado, like building a closer relationship with Sama and having more storylines with them together, and also the long-awaited storyline of Tornado and Samui. Oh my gosh, I just realized that Tornado's like Loi Guaising and lucky number is 3 because Hong Sam Yu is the third sister of the Hung family and Sama is the third wife of, you know, Da Long Sang. And I'm probably late in this game for realizing this, but let me know in IG comments if you knew about this all along or not. 1673的想做就去做 is an episode on steroids. I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty sick and tired of Trigun's hip-hop crew Dai Say Hey. It's never the same without Pao Sook, and I hope they put him back in, but otherwise, I would have not imagined they would use the latest Dai Say Hey song as part of a worldwide brainwashing movement. Maybe it's because I'm into lab science fiction type episodes, but 1673 was so random that I really want to know more about that black character who has better Cantonese than me and other random shenanigans like the Tingy crew ladies put themselves in throughout this episode. 1671的容易的誘惑, which mainly revolves around about 精神出軌, was rather perplexing because I'm not a fan of Yongyi and her husband, as they are the most judgmental people in lab while being the greatest hypocrites time and time again, which is ironic and relatable in real life. What I find troubling with this episode is her obsession with Chong Tao, so I felt duped into thinking that she just admired him as a very responsible and kind music idol in a previous episode. Because when you think about it, doesn't Chong Tao kind of have a crush on Bonnie? Or at least as viewers, I get the subtle hints that they are trying to ship Bonnie and Chong Tao together in the future, but maybe I'm just overthinking about this potential couple on Lab, or we are anticipating that Bonnie and On Zai will be back together again, which gives us the kindred spirit Zan Qing pairing of On Zai reuniting back with Joanne near the end of the series. Anywho, this family is something I am not vibing because Yongyi is not your average fangirl, because she is obsessive with her man, Chong Tao, and she would do anything to prevent other females from 抄Chong Tao的水. At this rate, her own daughter would not stand a chance to be with Chong Tao because no one messes with mama's man. I'm just happy to see Onion Head back and I look forward to seeing more episodes of him soon. On another note, 1673 and 1674 highlight our veteran actresses on a new level. Isabella pulled up her wigs and showed out, and I honestly did not anticipate that the black wig would be Isabella, though I knew for sure it wouldn't be Lui Gun Guan because at this point we know how her hair looks like, and darn it, I just miss her so much. Let me know if y'all know what she up to nowadays, as I noticed she hasn't been on Lab for quite some time. Anyway, back to Isabella. She looked great with her wigs. It's just that it was a disservice with her regular makeup on, because I felt that if she had more intense makeup like evening makeup, it would definitely match her wigs and make her look even younger. I'm just glad that Lab is highlighting more of our veterans and providing them with opportunities that bring in their youth and charm in the characters. It's great to see the ladies having their fun outside their Chingyibo storylines, and I wouldn't mind watching an episode of them being sugar mamas or having young guys dap kui de ge tong, which is a trend in mainland China where they have a thing for the older ladies, and to be fair, the young ones are ballers, so Isabella and friends definitely deserve to be spoiled by them. Meanwhile, 1669的天花板吸收的男朋友 is hilarious because whether you're a guy or a girl, you never want to be compared as being an inferior partner at all, so I wouldn't even hang out with Becca and Jernlong either. To be fair, I'm glad that Becca found a male version of herself because they like each other so much to a point that it's kind of creepy, so I hope they will you know, tone down the storylines and actually revisit old ones like bringing back AV Rebecca, because I want to see how Rebecca deals with Zhenglong while also wanting to know more about his storyline of how he differentiates love between Admin Rebecca and AV Rebecca. There's a lot of possibilities with this hilarious couple for storylines, but I definitely want to revisit the AV storyline again. Last but not least, today's episode, 16.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5.5. days off. I'm like Gong Yip and really want to be at home on a Sunday, or at times I just want to be home on Saturdays and Sundays because work during the weekdays is just really taxing. And even though at times you're off at 4 or 5, you're actually not and will have to continue on past that time and also go to work for events and dinner, which is really, really taxing, especially if you're an introvert like myself, because it takes a toll on you mentally and physically. And on the other spectrum, you get personalities like Mary Hung where they love to do things even on weekends, despite that they work their butts off. There are times I wish and want to be like her, because she likes to go out and do things on the weekend, but it's just not my personality to do that, nor do I have the physical and mental energy for it. So I end up being like Gong Yi for the most part, which affects me in terms of relationships, because there were occasions where my past boyfriend would think that I am not interested in him because I don't want to spend my Sundays with him, or he thinks I'm actually going out with some other guy, which is so frustrating. I just want my me time alone to recuperate, reflect, and relax. At the same time, this episode really allowed me to come into terms that the next relationship that I would like to be in would just have to be busy like me, and we're both okay with space. And this allowed me to learn that I'm not looking for a partner that is about that Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, clock in, clock out guy that has expectations of hanging out with friends and family after work and on weekends. I want to find a partner that is not just passionate about their main career, but also spends time on their side hustles or other life passions outside of their work life as well. And this brings in the question for those single or recently out of a relationship or in a relationship: what's more important for you in a relationship when it comes to spending time with your significant other? How are you guys on the weekends? Are you like Mary or Gong Yip on Sundays? Let me know on Instagram at hk.happyhour. And a final wrap up is that I cannot wait for Subtle TVB Traits August 9 event with Grace Chan at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. If you guys have not joined SCT on Facebook or haven't RSVP'd yet, what are you waiting for? Until then, this is Asa signing off, and I'll talk to you guys later on Instagram and catch up with you next week on HK Happy Hour Yatai Bat Gongsi Gongfei. See ya!